Unit 6, Lesson 21. New words and expressions.
Join. Department.
Lesson 21, Exercise 1. Read about Mr. Adams and say if the sentences are true or false. Get to know your school. Last month, Mr. Adams joined the English department at our school. Our reporter, Sally Webb, asked him about his first month in Guangzhou.
Mr. Adams, how do you like living in Guangzhou?
I love it. I've never met so many friendly people. I left Canada, my family and my friends, a month ago. But I haven't since I arrived.
Why did you decide to come to Guangzhou?
I've wanted to visit China for several years. It's a big country with a long and interesting history. Everybody should visit China.
Have you ever taught Chinese students before?
I've taught Chinese students in Canada, but this is the first time I've taught in China itself.
What do you think of our school?
I haven't had classes as big as these before, but the students are very polite and they work very hard. We get on very well.
Have you learned to speak any Chinese?
我会。
That's very good.
That's very kind of you, but that's all I know. I've just had my first Chinese lesson, but I'm going to keep on studying. If I want my students to learn English, I believe I should be a good example and learn Chinese.
Lesson 22. New words and expressions.
On fire. Put out a fire.
Lesson 22, Exercise 1. Listen to Yong Shen talking about a fire and answer the questions.
Have you written anything for this week's magazine, Yong Shen?
Yes, I've written the report about the big fire last night.
Oh, good. Everyone's talking about it this morning. It was very close to your house, wasn't it? What happened?
Well, last night, around 9 o'clock, when I was watching TV, I suddenly heard a lot of noise in the street. I looked out of the window and saw thick smoke coming out of the building on the corner. It was on fire. I ran and told my parents. They said we'd better go and see if we could help. Outside, everything was happening very fast. People were running out of the building. Children were crying. A group of firefighters were trying to put out the fire with water. Two more fire trucks were driving down the street as fast as they could. Cars were stopping to let them go past. Some people were still inside the building. They were standing at windows and calling for help. A few were throwing their favourite things out of the windows. The police were shouting at them to stop because it was dangerous. More firefighters were running into the building and carrying people out. Several doctors and nurses were taking care of anyone who was hurt. By 9:20, the fire had been put out. Two homes had been burnt and many were full of water. But no one had been seriously hurt.
Lesson 23. New words and expressions.
Club. Show.
Lesson 24. New words and expressions.
Central Post Office. Musical instrument. Reader. Enjoyable. Copy.
Lesson 24, Exercise 3. Yongxian is asking Annie what she thinks about the school magazine. Listen to her answers and complete the sentences with adjectives.
Hi, Annie. Can I ask you a few questions about our school magazine?
Sure. Knowing what your readers think is important, isn't it?
Very important. Okay. First, do you read it?
Yes, I do. I'm a big fan. I read it every month, and I read everything in it. Our school hasn't had a magazine as enjoyable as this before.
What do you enjoy most in the magazine?
I like the get to know your school part very much. We all know the people and the places that are written about. So it's very interesting.
What do you think of the games in the magazine?
They're fun. My friends and I play them together.
Where do you get a copy of the magazine?
Well, I usually try to get one from outside the library. But sometimes I get there too late and there are none left. Then I have to borrow one from a friend.
Is there anything you don't like about the magazine?
One small thing. It's rather big. If possible, I'd like it to be smaller so I could read it on the bus on my way home.
Unit 6. Time for a rhyme. The fire.
The fire is hot and burning. The smoke is thick and black. The firefighters are running with equipment on their backs. There are people shouting, some still inside the block. The doctors are arriving with medicine in a box. The firefighters put out the fire. The building is badly burnt. Everyone stays alert, and no one is badly hurt.